It's time for From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine with Kreshap, a golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around, trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Shortgrass is presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine and brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels. We partner with you to deliver high-yield results by managing, developing, and investing in top-quality hospitality assets. And now, from the Shortgrass, here's your host, Trey Schaff.
Welcome to another edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Trey Schaap. At UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are dedicated to keeping you in the game, from sports injuries to joint replacement. They provide world-class care right here in Arkansas. Call 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today and get back to living pain-free. He was invited to hit the opening tee shot of the inaugural Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens on Folds of Honor Friday. After the national anthem was sung and paratroopers landed on the first fairway, Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney bombed his driver down the first fairway of Pleasant Valley Country Club. Why was he the one selected? He founded Folds of Honor after his second tour of duty in Iraq. The nonprofit foundation's singular mission is to provide educational scholarships to the spouses and children of wounded or killed military service members. He is an accomplished F-16 fighter pilot with 3 combat tours under his belt and a 2-time Top Gun recipient. He is a member of the PGA of America and was a motivational speaker to 2 Ryder Cup teams. I spoke with him after his ceremonial tee shot at Pleasant Valley to kick off the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens, and I will bring you that interview after this break.
Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group is the leader in the state in managing hotel properties. From El Dorado to Jonesboro to Fayetteville to Kansas City and back home in Little Rock, you will find a Beachwood Pinnacle managed hotel property. Are you looking for a weekend staycation? Book the Hilton Garden Inn located on Rock Street and enjoy the Agassiz 7 rooftop bar with fantastic views of the Little Rock skyline. Open Sunday through Thursday evenings from 4 to 11 and Friday and Saturday from 5 to midnight. Find them on the web at bphotels.com. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group.
UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is taking golf to the next level. As the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics, UAMS Health covers all 19 Razorback sports programs, including golf, and is the official medical partner of the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens. They're also proud to sponsor professional golfers Ken Duke and Glenn Day. Have a golf injury? Call Ortho at 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today. That's 501-686-8674. Welcome back to From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels, Matthew Allen and Blair Allen. They know how to manage hotel properties. One of our great sponsors on From the Shortgrass. Find them on the web, bphotels.com. At the inaugural Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens, there was a very special man on the first tee box that Friday morning. He has fought for my freedom and for yours. Basically, to sum him up, he's a badass. He sat down with me for this interview, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I did putting this episode together. On the tee, the founder of Folds of Honor, Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney. Thanks for joining me on From the Shortgrass. I have to ask first off, when did you first pick up a golf club?
Oh, probably 4 or 5.
Really?
My dad was a good player. And I had 2 older sisters, so I just wanted to get out of the house. And by the time I was probably 8, he played with a good group of players. And the rule was I could play as their 5, but I could never fall behind. And I didn't have a bag. He just chopped off four golf clubs for me and a putter, and I'd play the forward tees, and I'd rip it, and I'd run to my ball, and then rip it and hit it again, and I never fell behind. So maybe that was my passion for speed as a fighter pilot. Who knows, looking back.
An accomplished fighter pilot. I mean, Top Gun.
Yeah, little bit of talent, a lot of hard work. So, yeah, that was my boyhood dream. It's, everything goes back to golf for me, which is cool. So I was 12 years old. Met my first fighter pilot on the golf course in Stillwater, Oklahoma. And I remember looking at this guy, and I just was like, I had no idea he could be grown up and cool. And he looks back at me, and he's like, yeah, you can. I'm like, oh, first man crush. This is where I'm going. And then I literally, and the other guy I really looked up to was my local club pro there. And I was like, Dad, I'm going to be a fighter pilot and a golf pro. And I'll never forget, his response to me was, son, can you tell me which way an airplane takes off? So my dad, I'm 12. I'm like, man, I think it's into the wind. He said, yep, it's exactly right. And I think looking back, and for all of us, like all of humanity, when you figure out that resistance isn't placed in your life to keep you down, but it's like the number one element to help you ascend and evolve on the journey. And so that unique job description leads us to together on this interview today, right?
Exactly. It's weird how golf and what you have done has brought so many people together. And I think being a fighter pilot has to be the most cool job in the world.
I wasn't wrong when I met Steve Courtright as a 12-year-old. It is the freaking coolest. It's top of the food chain. And
yeah.
If you love speed and you love service, it was, you know, the greatest 20 years of my life getting to fly that airplane.
The only thing I hate about flying is turbulence. And I'm not sure how good I would do with the G-forces that you get, but I was recently playing at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, great spot.
And the Air Force Academy has their jets flying around. They're flying over. They're buzzing us. And I'm just like, God, that is so cool. That is so awesome. How was that? I mean, that had to be like way up there.
Oh, yeah. Nine Gs is, you know, it's like 1,800 pounds of kinetic energy just crushing you. It was fun. I got to spend some time with Governor Sanders. What a stud she is. I was telling her, I was always a big fan from afar, but it's dangerous to meet people that you think are cool. Then you're like, oh.
And they don't turn out that way.
Oh, just the opposite. I mean, she is a rock star. And a good buddy of mine's the governor of Oklahoma. So I live in Oklahoma, Kevin Stitt. And we took Kevin up in an F-16. He threw up. And he's a pilot.
Yeah.
And I was asking Governor Sanders, I was like, hey, have you been up? She's like, oh, no, I haven't. I'd love to. And I was like, all right, man, we're going to put you up. She was like, this will be great. We'll have a big competition that I won't throw up. And Kevin did.
Yeah.
So it's a violent.
Yeah. We need video of that.
Yes. It is a very violent experience flying fighter jets. But just it's, you know, this kinetic energy and it's this mind physical, emotional meld. And it's funny, it's, you know, it's a lot like golf. It's a lot like this feelings I had hitting the opening tee shot here. And, you know, however many people around and the governors and TV cameras, and you get that good kind of nerve.
That, all eyes are on you.
That lets you know you're alive.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, don't suck. Please don't suck.
You didn't but, suck.
No, yeah, I roasted that thing. So it was good.
It was perfect. When did you first figure out that you wanted to play golf competitively?
I think it was, I mean, I had some natural ability, and by the time I was in, you know, junior high, high school, just normal stuff, you know, just putting up there against your boys. I'm like, oh, I'm the best one in my town. And then I was like, oh, I'm one of the best ones in the state. And I guess the next logical thing is I'll go play college golf. And I went to the University of Kansas and played golf up there, had some really good teams. It was fun. Matt Gogel was in the second group out here as a fellow Jayhawk. He was 3 years older than me, but somebody I really looked up to on the team, was a great player. And, but as we said, like looking back, that was the elements in the way life has worked to bring us to this interview are so clear that golf was just a vehicle and flying fighters was, you know, serving my country, but it was that unique combination that allowed us to start Folds of Honor. And, you know, we've changed 62,000 lives and $290 million out the door to fund scholarships for spouses and kids who've had somebody killed or disabled in combat. We added first responders last year, and it's nuts. I'm watching Monday Night Football. Week 8 of the NFL is Folds of Honor Week, honoring first responders across every 24 NFL teams this week are in support of it. And it's just, you know, so humbling and such a blessing to get to serve those who serve.
Yeah, it's really cool. How did you come up with that concept, though, Folds of Honor?
You know, for me, I got five kids, and my greatest fear was if I don't come home, what happens to those kids? And education is at the foundation of freedom. It's at the foundation of success on so many levels. And I was like, man, I just want to make sure the one thing I'd want is my kids to get an education. If I wasn't here to set them up for the best possibility of success. And so that's, you know, why we focused on education at Folds of Honor. I shared the story today on the inspiration was actually on a commercial airliner flying from Chicago here to Grand Rapids, Michigan. And we land in Grand Rapids, and the captain announces that we are carrying the remains of Corporal Brock Buckland, who had been killed in Iraq, and his identical twin brother, Corporal Brad Buckland, was in first class and brought him home. And Brock had a four-year-old son that night, and I just felt a calling from God, man, to do something. And walking around and watching Folds of Honor Friday on the PGA Tour, I was telling Glenn Greenspan, who's with me, who heads up all our PR, and he was Tiger Woods' guy before Folds of Honor, by the way. So he's a rock star. But I was just telling him, he'd walk around with just a humbled heart, seeing how people embrace what we do. But when you pull the lens back, man, it's about education. It's about our country. It's about families that serve. I think most people want to get involved. We've just created a way for them to lean in and serve.
And how cool was it, too, at the Simmons Bank Championship to have the paratroopers come in with the American flag, the Simmons Bank Championship flag, and then streamers and all the pomp and circumstance before the first tee ball was even hit?
Yeah, and the origin of Folds of Honor Friday, your point, we're the only sport, golf, that did not observe the national anthem until this year. And what an awesome legacy. And I was talking to people on the first tee, the governor and, you know, Senator Tom Cotton and Hollis and Ken Duke and all these guys. I was like, I can't imagine golf without this. This is the way you start a tournament. The national anthem, paratroopers, honoring the 13 Folds of Honor families who are here today on property. And man, it's just it's good and right. And we need more of that in this country.
When you see and talk with the recipients that Folds of Honor helps benefit, what's their reaction to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a standard. It's the thank you. But for me and for the people that are on this Folds of Honor journey, you know, thousands of volunteers across the country, they really understand it's not what you give, it's what you get back. And it's like, you don't have to say thank you to me. Folds saved me. And as I discovered that, and this one's undefeated, like the purpose of life is living a life of purpose. And that's why, that's the highest evolution of humanity. That's why God put us here. And we live in such a frenetic world that it just makes it so difficult, I think, to lean into to that, that that Folds of Honor isn't about the people you help. It's about the people that get to do it for these families. And they're thankful, and it's just awesome. And we sent 10,000 families to school this year.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I know, $54 million out the door for education. And, you know, we have $4 million of impact in the great state of Arkansas. And definitely anybody listening out there, you know, check out our website, foldsofhonor.org, because we had thousands of qualified, unfunded families this year. And so make a donation, make a difference in the life of a military or first responder family.
Yeah, I was definitely wanted to ask before I forgot, but that's what they need to do. Go to the website if they want to donate to Folds of Honor, if they think that they know someone that might need the help of Folds of Honor, it can all be found right there.
Yeah, 100%. And we mentioned we got First Responder Week with the NFL going on. And in this country, 911 is dialed every 6 seconds. It's 240 million times a year first responders are coming to rescue us, regardless of where we live, the color of our skin, how we vote. They are running toward trouble on your darkest day.
They don't ask you if you're a Democrat or Republican when they show up.
No, no. And until last year, there was no organization in this country giving education to the families of fallen and critically wounded first responders.
Wow. Back to a little more golf. You also helped put on a collegiate tournament.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I was a college golfer. I always say that one's my soul kind of coming to life. But the Folds of Honor Collegiates, the kickoff to college golf on the Golf Channel from American Dunes up in Michigan, which the great Jack Nicklaus donated his fee to build. It's the only golf course in the world that is there to support a charity, obviously, which is Folds of Honor. We raise money and awareness. We're raising about $1.5 million a year from the golf course going back to Folds of Honor. And it's a church, right? Man, it's God, country, and golf in that order. Just awesome spot.
Mm-hmm. I love the big American flag at the end of the fairway.
Yeah, so it's in play.
This
is a fun Jack story.
Yeah.
So Jack, you know, is amazing. And I'm like, hey, Mr. Nicklaus, I want to put the American flag right here. And there's conjoined fairways between 9 and 10. He looks at me like I'm crazy. He says, hey, Colonel Dan, you can't put the flag there. It's in play. And I looked at him in those, you know, steely blue eyes of his, and I'm like, I want to put the flag right here. And he pauses for about 5 seconds, and he was like, I get it. The flag is going right here. And we have a local rule. It's a movable obstruction. You know, if you're behind the flag, you can take relief. But let no one ever get confused about why we are here and what we represent at Folds of Honor.
I think that's perfect.
Without apology.
Yeah. I mean, that is so cool. All right. Your trek. Did you ever think about, let's make a career out of golf and throw the fighter pilot away?
Yeah. I mean, I think everybody, you know, has those aspirations. And I was competitive. I was a good player in college. But thank God for unanswered prayers, right? As my buddy Garth Brooks would say. Mm-hmm. And
Great song.
Yeah. It was always kind of a, you know, great ball striker, average putter. And like, yeah, I'm going to go do this fighter pilot thing. And looking back, I had no idea. The odds of being a fighter pilot are lower than making it playing golf. So I remember first day of pilot training, this colonel comes in. He was like, hey, class of 45 guys, we'll spend $8 million per pilot training you. He said, but the reality is our 4.8% of this class will actually be fighter pilots. There's other stuff you'll fly in the Air Force, but to fly the fast, cool stuff. And he was like, yeah, there are more people that will play in the NFL than fly fighter jets. So again, thank God you didn't know what I didn't know. I was like, oh, I'm going to go do this fighter pilot thing, but crystal clear now.
When you watch the movie Top Gun and Top Gun 2, I mean, I've watched it plenty of times. I can tell you plenty of the lines in there. Is that reality?
No.
Did Tom Cruise do it justice or did he not?
No, I mean, as much as you can, I think Top Gun 2 did a phenomenal job. Like, I walked out of there, I got five daughters. I walked out of the, we went and saw it at IMAX, and they all looked at me, and I was cool for like 5 minutes. And then it was back to,
I got a cool dad.
No, yeah, but it was like, dad, like, and I'm like, yeah, that's what I do. But I thought it was phenomenal, and I hope it inspires other people to go chase that dream. But what a cool movie. We need more movies like that, too. There was just no drama, no woke, no nothing, no agenda, no trying to push some agenda on you. It was just red, white, and blue, man. Felt so good. I think that's why people love that movie, too, is it's just like, oh, I felt like I walked back to 1986.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's so well put together and done. What's tougher, being in a dogfight up at, you know, say 30,000 feet, 20,000 feet, or trying to hole a 8-foot putt downhill on fast greens like they have at Pleasant Valley for the Simmons Bank Championship with a little bit of right to left break?
Yeah, so the life and death part of the flying.
That's pretty high.
But if you're a golfer, it feels like life and death, right? If you're that guy.
Depending on how much money that you're betting with your buddies is on the line.
Yeah, but I mean, you can ask people when you're in your element, you're actually more comfortable. So I'm probably more comfortable in the fighter jet than, you know, having to drain a putt. You know, it was on TV under pressure, but you look at it all the time. I mean, look at these pro athletes that are unbelievable that just melt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My man, Patrick Mahomes, I was in Kansas City yesterday and, but, you know, Patrick Mahomes on the golf course versus, you know, behind center.
He's perfect on the football field. Now you get him on the course. Yeah.
Oh, look at Tom Brady. Yes. And when he played the match on the golf course, that had to be the most.
Well, he out from the fairway,
and
though,
he ripped
too.
His pants.
And then he ripped his pants.
That had to be the most embarrassing moment Tom Brady has ever had. His golf, forget ripping his pants, but that he was just the bottom of the food chain on that day. Like, golf is such a humbling sport.
It can humble you quickly.
At every level.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you say, Dan, to someone who thinks they might want to get involved with golf, a youngster this is, or I think I want to be a pilot? What do they need to do to where they can possibly someday get to where you are, where you're great at golf, but you're also a heck of a fighter pilot?
Well, I just say it's about doing the right thing, and you got to be present to win. And I've always been someone that was up early and after the day. And, it's micro steps, this thing called life that, you know, you wake up when you're 51 like me, you look back, you're like, man, I'm proud of that kid that got up early and went out there and did the right thing. I'm proud of that high school senior that didn't go to the lake on skip day. He went to the golf course. I think the most important thing, I tell this to my girls all the time, is like, hey, what do I want to do with my life? So the Trinity, passion, aptitude, impact. Do I love it? Am I good at it? Does it make a difference? And now that is the question young people need to answer in their life. Passion, aptitude, impact. If you can align those, you will be congruent with the reason God put you on planet Earth, and you'll live a full life.
You're a motivational speaker. If someone is listening to this and wants to contact you, how do they go about that?
Oh, that's nice. DanRooney.com. There's a really cool trailer on there too. Yeah.
I've watched it.
Oh, it's a fun one. Yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
It's cool. Yeah. DanRooney.com. And between balance and my Air Force duties and Folds duties, I'd love to get out there and preach life, man, God and country, and share the lessons I've been blessed to learn with the incredible people that God has put in my path.
What are your Air Force duties?
Currently now, direct report to the General Amrine, who's in charge of recruiting for the entire Air Force and Space Force. So trying to pay it forward, get the next generation on board.
Is Top Gun, once you're there, I mean, is it just the best of the best?
Really?
And just awesome experience?
Yeah. 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 Proverbs 27, iron sharpens iron, as one man sharpens another. Yeah. And that's a great parable for life, right? You hang around greatness and you will be great. Pick your friends and your company very carefully.
Man, best golf course you've ever played?
Mm-hmm. That's not a fair question. So if I have to take out,
of course it is.
I have to take out.
There
the
are some
Patriot
you have to take out
in American Dunes.
Okay.
So it's like can't pick my favorite kids.
1A and 1B.
So two answers. Like the coolest one, I've gotten to play Augusta a couple times.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Made a hole in one on the par 3 course with Adam Scott.
That's so that was awesome. Cool. Yeah.
And then one that a lot of people won't know is a place called Pasatiempo.
Heard of it?
Yeah, Santa Cruz, Alistair McKenzie, and he retired there. It was his favorite spot. I think that's probably the best architectural work I've ever seen. And a big fan of going to Europe to play golf. If you were asking me, like, hey, you got 1 week. What do you want to do? And it, you know, send me to Ireland or Scotland with 7 of my best buddies.
Hands down.
36 holes a day. And a Guinness to go to bed on and get up and do it again.
In the middle of the summer where you have all day that you can play.
All day, yep.
Yeah. Fantasy foursome, living or deceased, you and 3 others that you would like to play a round of golf with. Could be someone you've played with, could be someone you've never played with.
Yeah, so I've done it. So Jack, my dad, and me.
And one more.
I didn't have a fourth.
Y'all were a threesome?
In there. we weren't a threesome, but it wasn't like my fourth. Who else would I that I haven't ever teed it up with? Do they have to? They have to be alive?
No, living or deceased.
No, I put yeah.
Old Tom or Ben Hogan.
Oh, living or deceased. Jesus, man.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. Or somebody like the, that's not a woman yet. It's like the Dalai Lama or, yeah, that's where my mind is at this point in my life.
That's pretty
and
cool.
And I really don't, I'm also at the point, like, I really don't care what you have achieved. Tell me what you've overcome. Mm-hmm. I had dinner with John Cook last night and Lanny Watkins, and Cookie got into it. And man, he was just, I was like, I don't care what you've won. Tell me your hardest moment on the PGA Tour. Where were you? And he was just sharing that his lows would get so low, his golf, and his wins never were proportionally as high as his lows,
mm-hmm.
and how you manage those things in life. But again, I think that's powerful for all of us on that journey. I'll never forget Mac Brown, his buddy of mine. He was the University of Texas coach when he left, yep. and he described it as my wins have become a relief. So stop and celebrate the good stuff.
You have to. Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, I can't thank you enough for what you do and for coming here to yeah. Little Rock in Central Arkansas and participating in the Simmons Bank Championship and for joining me on From the Shortgrass.
Yeah, this is just fantastic. And congratulations the people to watch this on TV and are out here. It's going to be one of the top events on the Champions Tour, but Arkansas standard, right?
Yeah.
I'm your neighbor in Oklahoma. We like to do it. We do it the same way. But
Southern hospitality.
Yeah, and it's the heartland for a reason because people put their heart into stuff. Stuff and people matter. So congratulations, and thanks for letting me share a little airtime with you. And it feels good, my fragile golf ego, that I ripped it down the middle on the opening tee shot. So.
Tough hole to start on, but you did great.
No, I'm kidding. All right. God bless.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens. Member NYSE, SIPC.
UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is taking golf to the next level. As the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics, UAMS Health covers all 19 Razorback sports programs, including golf, and is the official medical partner of the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens. They're also proud to sponsor professional golfers Ken Duke and Glenn Day. Have a golf injury? Call Ortho at 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today. That's 501-686-8674.
Heading to El Dorado to check out some live music or to play Mystic Creek? Stay at the Haywood, the only boutique hotel in the middle of downtown and the Murphy Arts District. If you are spending a weekend in Hot Springs, make plans now at the Marriott Courtyard close to Lake Hamilton and Oaklawn. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group manages both of these fine properties, and you will rest easy knowing that your every need is taken care of. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels on the web at bphotels.com.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Barnhard Longer wins the Charles Schwab Cup Championship this past weekend at Phoenix Country Club, but Stephen Alker wins the Charles Schwab Cup. Longer finished one shot ahead of Richard Green and Stephen Alker at 18 under par, Green and Alker 17 under par. Alex Chayka finished in fourth at minus 13. Stephen Alker wins the Charles Schwab Cup for the second time in 3 years and earned $1 million bonus money for his effort. I want to thank Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, founder of the Folds of Honor, for sitting down with me and taking time out of his busy schedule while he was in town for the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens. You can find more information about Folds of Honor on the web at foldsofhonor.org. My wife and I are going to make a donation to Folds of Honor, and I challenge every golfer out there, and just those of you listening to this golf podcast, If you've got a dollar, $5, $10 sitting around that you would like to make a donation to the Folds of Honor to do it, go to their website, foldsofhonor.org. It's easy to make a donation, and it's going for a good cause. That'll do it for this edition of From the Short Grass. Remember, when you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more. And I hope to see you sometime soon from the short grass.
You have been listening to From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network in association with Majestic Cubby Productions.